There is so much emphasis nowadays on how we look, you know, how our physiques are, if we're fat, if we're skinny, if we're eating right, if we're not eating right. And so I'm going to talk with a few friends about how we feel about our bodies, how we see our bodies, where we want our bodies to be. Stay tuned and let's dive in.
Pageantry type situation. Like, I'm not into that, but if I need to like help do something and I'm at the height where I could feel that I can do it only if I had this much more strength training, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so are you saying that your build where you're at now could be better, or you want it to be better?
It's going to be better.
How do you view your current body?
I view my current body as,
and be honest,
like, I'm still in high school. Like, I'm at the bare minimum of, okay, you're okay enough in the sense of, like, strength. I mean, I know I'm not terrible looking, but I could definitely have more mass to my weight. Like, I know where I want to be. I don't want to be huge, and I don't want to be... I'm probably about, like, 30% off of where I really would want to be, which is not bad because I'm not forcing myself. I just kind of... Just letting my body and its own natural process take place, because I grew up more so around like my uncles who were at my age were ox strong, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I understand why they were at that level at my age, were due to three main things: the food they were eating, the level of work that they had to do, which was more so done by, you know, self-action, which is kind of like working out.
They have
out.
Responsibilities. They had things they had to do.
Yeah, I mean, just but like working in a lumber yard whereby you're constantly picking up wood all day and like...
Yeah, you're going to be ripped.
Exactly. So that's where their strengths. And then also their time management.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go to sleep late. They eat the same times every day. Mm-hmm. They work pretty much consistently the same times every time, and they don't waste time like in trivial shit.
So you're saying that
those are the men that I grew up around, and seeing how they ate, seeing how they did their time management, and seeing how they constantly worked on doing actual labor made them stronger, made them
more
happy.
So you're saying outside influences influence their physical being, like, because they have responsibilities, because they, you know, had consistency or a schedule, made them who they were body-wise, you know, eating meals at the same time.
Well, yeah, because by them having the kind of physiology, their whole psyche,
yeah,
was more in tune with family and nature.
Sure.
And just, you know, things that life provides you entertainment with that most people don't get to enjoy. Like, most people here, and I mean here in like
the states,
city, no, not just the states, but like in city settings, don't experience the same lifestyle that people who live in a rural part of the United States experience.
You know? Of course.
So I grew up more rural than city life. So my outlook and my inward understanding comes from being more of a person from that environment, and that environment is richer than being in a city because it's different.
I agree and disagree with that last statement about rural versus city. Like, different locations grant you different experiences because right. you may not have access to certain things.
Right.
In the city, you are always on the go, so you build up a different type of strength, you know,
right.
more mentally or even more physically, depending if you're walking or if you're not walking. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in the country, you have to, like, build more of a physical strength because you don't have access to transportation as regularly. Right. But would you say that society has shaped your views on yourself or what you're expecting your male body to look like or be like, even though you've had the influence of your uncles who are much older and came through a different time period?
I mean, I do, because truly, I mean, most people who live in a city setting that have a very, you know, just a very energetic lifestyle, they have to find time to work out outside of doing whatever is required of them in the sense of their career choice.
Sure.
And life is definitely about movement. I mean, rest, food, and movement is critical to our survival. That's how we do what we do.
Well, not necessarily. Because there's so, like, the American culture is so diverse and so vast that there are extremes on both ends. We have people who have careers as gamers where their lifestyle choice and career path is for them to be stationary for over 7, 8, even more hours a day. Right. And they get paid to do that. And now, some of them may be stationary for those long periods of times and do things, but at the same time, may still go work out or make time for friends or make time for other things that it can make them more active. But then in turn, like you mentioned, you know, you might have somebody who lives in a rural area and works in a lumber yard and has to be physical all the time. Mm-hmm. So maybe when their day ends after 7, 8 or more hours, they just want to relax, or they might not feel that they want to work out because maybe they've already worked out, you know, earlier in the day. And there are different types of workouts, you know, mental workouts, physical workouts, right, spiritual workouts, you know, energy workouts.
Right. And that's why I mentioned, like, one of the main things I learned from them was time management. Like, they knew how to manage time whereby production is still done, maintenance of equipment, maintenance of self, family, and of course their social connection. Like, when people seen my uncle and them coming around, there was a lot of respect and love given, because not just because of what they do as far as providing their community with a service, but it also the quality of their relationship to the society, the community, you know what I'm saying?
They're intentional about their time, space, energy.
Yes.
And that's hard to do.
That's being intellectual, you know, about life.
Realistically, like,
it's not, I've seen it. I grew up around it.
Yeah.
You know, there's the only cons to that is the kind of people you're surrounded with, because there were people who were always watching and always had a negative outlook on their positive.
That's what anybody
is. Yeah, so being
not
as strong,
what you're saying, sorry,
being as strong as they were, they had the confidence where they could still do for those people who couldn't do for themselves in certain kinds of, you know, circumstances. But for those people who tried to test them, they always felt the wrath of what being intelligent about life and doing what you're supposed to do from a man's perspective, which is provide and protect. You're providing for people to be able to build shelter. I mean, what's the hate about that? You know, but some people who feel like their life is so mediocre and they live a herd lifestyle, you know, they try and they always end up on the wrong side of the horn. I mean,
I understand.
And out living in the city gives,
it gives more choice.
It gives opportunity for that to arise. I mean, that's why gangs are so big in cities. But then that's also why families.
Well, that's on a separate tangent. I don't believe gangs are more prevalent in the city because they have more opportunity, or I think gangs prevail more in the city because there's more people who are in a closer proximity who have access or minimal access by choice to things, and in their immediate circle don't have the right influences.
And that's where I'm coming from.
To thrive in a rural area because there are more support. Precautionary and support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, available.
And that's why I'm saying that.
But when you have a working parent, you have more responsibilities that are more solely on an individual versus a family. It is harder for some to maintain, or some kids to not fall through the cracks, or somebody to just be looking out for these children as they're growing up, like, hey, I see you doing something or spending some time with some people who could be detrimental to your health, you know?
Right.
Let me introduce you to working out. Let me give you a career. Let me show you sharecropping, give you something to keep yourself busy so that you can build your strength, build your body, mm-hmm. and see yourself where you want to be, versus a lot of the time people are making choices limited to their community because they don't think that they have access to right. other things.
Right.
But that's a whole other tangent that will go down. That was my friend Aaron. He grew up in Belize and moved over to the States when he was a teenager, where he's lived for 10 plus years. So his views, as he mentioned, were shaped by more rural living situations, as well as, you know, his family really playing a big influence, and not so much, you know, society, because he wasn't exposed to as much as he is now living here in the United States. You know, I think it's very odd how women are seen as such delicate, sensitive beings, when in reality, I'm probably a lot more ruthless than half of these niggas, in general. I have a love-hate relationship with my body. Like, I physically love it, but it comes with so much. Like, for example, I have a big butt, thick thighs, and like on another hand, like, I have all these scars because I was an active person. So sometimes how I look at my physical, even though I think it's beautiful and shapely and vivid, I also have my own insecurities and or fears about it. Like when I'm naked, like, how do I feel about my body when I'm naked? It is such a toss-up in the air. It also depends on if I'm with somebody or if I'm by myself. I have such conflicting views when it comes to my body because of how it's been so sexualized through a lot of my life. And so how I interact with my body and how I interact with my body when I'm with someone else all depends on how I'm feeling about it in that moment, you know? And a lot of guys, because they sexualize after me, make me sometimes think to myself, like, oh, this is all they want from me. But in turn, some guys do want more than just the physical, or do want to look at you in more of your raw state, and not even just talking about, like, your physical, but your, like, mental raw. I've always experienced people telling me how I should feel about my body. So, for example, women, mainly older and heavier or thicker than me, would say, girl, if I had a body like you, or you ought to be proud or blessed that you have this type of body, you know, that big butt and small frame. And like, yes, I do love it, but I also can feel how I feel about my body, and I'm entitled to feel how I feel about my body. And it would be nice for older women, or these heavier women, or these thicker women to not be dismissive about my feelings, but also, you know, just be encouraging to me, you know, saying like, your feelings are valid, you know. I can only imagine the things that you may experience, how, you know, the attention isn't always good attention, and what that can do to the mental, you know, over extended periods of time. Let's check in with our body. We're going to do a quick breath exercise and some affirmations associated with it. Better when you close your eyes and you relax your body in a comfortable position. Whether you're seated, upright, or if you're laying down, just find whatever is comfortable and best fit for your body. Take a second. Adjust. Take a deep breath in. Taking your deep breaths in, you want to take that time to like suck in, fill up your lungs, and then let it out. So probably about 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out. One more. How do you feel about you today? Have you had a chance to check in with your body? See how it's feeling today? It's a little tight in some areas. You feel constipated. If you feel overwhelmed. If any of your thoughts are physically manifesting themselves into something, check in with yourself. As you sit or lay here in this moment, take another deep breath in. And out. Close your eyes if they're not already. Send some energy to that part of the body that feels tight and or overwhelmed. As you're doing this, try and stay in sync with your breathing. Tell your body that you're proud of it, that you love it, and that you're thankful for everything it's done for you. Keep breathing in and out.